The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning in our sanctuary to receive the best that God has to offer, His Word and also His gifts. He comes to us. This is a communion service. He's here to be present with us, to embrace us with His love. I also want to extend greetings to those that are viewing online. We're thankful that you've chosen to worship with us, whatever day of the week it is, Monday or Tuesday. But we also want to know how to pray for you. So go ahead and send us a line, drop us an email, let us know how we can serve you as well in prayer or in connection. Well, to set the theme for today, we so much love seeing dramatic change. Don't you love seeing dramatic change when it comes to a home remodel, seeing the old and then seeing the new? Or maybe seeing that physical change in appearance from someone that wasn't working out and now all of a sudden is working out. We love seeing just personal change in our own lives. And today we're going to be reminded of someone that experienced a great change when they saw the resurrected Jesus in Acts chapter 9, a person named Saul. He was dramatically changed from Saul in that moment to Paul. You know, so often in our lives we don't see dramatic change, however. It takes a long time, and it's a process in how we become more like Jesus. And what we're going to hear today is that in time, in that process, like Paul, even though we think he changed suddenly, we're going to discover today that it took him quite a while to learn to lead out of not vengeance and anger and rage, but to lead out of humility and weakness and vulnerability. Sometimes that takes us a long time to grab onto. And we're going to pray that takes effect today. And we're strengthened to know that God works His power and strength in the midst of our weakness and vulnerability. Just a couple of notes about our worship here this morning before we begin. The first is that the May newsletter is out. I just encourage you to take notice of what's in the newsletter. There's lots of activities coming here in the month of May, Bible studies as well as a Zoom option to discover ways to be a Christian caregiver. Maybe you want to be a caregiver, more intentional in the way that you caregive for someone. Let me know if you want to be a part of that class. It's going to be May 14th, 21st, and 28th. On a Zoom. It's going to be online, but we're building that class. Just a couple notes about our worship today. The worship today includes the offering of Jesus' body and blood, His real presence with us. We receive that as God's warm love and Him embrace of us as we admit that we're sinners. Communion can be received two ways. One is by the communion packages, and you can remain seated, and at the right time, we'll all commune together, those that are going to remain in the pews. And then, if you'd like to come forward and receive communion up at the rail, just wait for the ushers to come your way, and they will guide you forward in the right moment and time. Then, finally, one note about our service today. It is the first Sunday of May, and so the worship service follows the liturgy in the Lutheran Book of Worship, and so you can follow ahead of what's projected, but you can also follow with the pages that are found and noted in the bulletin, but also in projection in the green hymnal as well. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? I think that does it. Stay tuned for after worship. We're going to join together in the fellowship hall for a potluck. It is a potluck Sunday. So it's time to connect and share what's going on in our lives after our service.